I wish I could fix things. My dad and my brother are always fixing the stuff I break.
Hey, it's tough to fix that stuff, but maybe you can help fix someone's heart. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids today. As always, my name is Zach. Come on in. You know, there's more than one kind of fixing things. You can fix someone's bike, or you can fix a hole in the wall, or you can even fix someone's heart. Now, I don't mean you can save them from their sin. Only Jesus can do that. But I mean you can encourage somebody who's feeling sad. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Kind words are like honey. They are easy to accept and good for your health." Our story today, it's called The Fix-It Kid. "Whoa!" Lachlan yelled as his remote-controlled Jeep crashed. He picked it up and saw that a piece had fallen off. Lachlan tried to fix the Jeep, but it was no use. "Parker, can you fix this?" he asked his older brother. "You're always breaking things," said Parker, but he held out his hand. "All right, give it to me." In no time at all, the Jeep was good as new. "Thanks, Parker," said Lachlan. "I sure wish I could fix something myself." Lachlan often knew in his head how to fix things, but the information seemed to get lost between his head and his hands. That was why he had a special teacher at school to help him work through things. Lachlan put the Jeep back on the floor and raced it into the bedroom. He plopped down on the bed. "I can't fix anything," he thought. "Last week, when my chain flew off my bike, Parker had to fix it. When my bird feeder fell apart, Dad fixed it. I wish there were something I could fix." Lachlan did the one thing that always helped when he was struggling. He talked to God. "Jesus," Lachlan prayed, "I know you're able to fix anything. You fixed the blind and the lame, and you fixed me by taking away my sin. Please show me something I can help fix. Amen." Later that evening, Lachlan went to the kitchen where Mom was making dinner. Instead of smiling as she usually did, she looked sad. He heard her sigh and wondered what was wrong. "What's the matter, Mom?" he asked. "Oh, Lachlan," said Mom, "it's nothing for you to worry about. I've just had a difficult day, that's all." Lachlan wrapped his arms around his mom and gave her a big hug. "Don't be sad, Mom," he said. "I love you. You're the best mom a kid could have." Mom wiped tears from her eyes and began to smile. "Thank you, honey," she said. "You've just made me the happiest mom in the whole world." Lachlan smiled too. Jesus had answered his prayer and helped him fix something. His mom's sad heart. So how about you? Do you ever feel like you can't help anyone? One of the very best things you can do is to encourage others. If you know Jesus, God has given you the power to help discouraged people by showing them his love. He can use you to help bring healing to tough situations. Share his love with those who are hurting through kind words and a helpful heart. Our key verse?
Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
And our key thought? Encourage someone today. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, which are perfect for you at home or to help spread the gospel in other countries. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To find out more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.